The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-803-6951.
According to Bloomberg, get this. Trump has blamed the North Koreans and their brutal regime for the student's death they killed. Why would you blame North Korea for killing him just because they killed him? Why?
Well,
Why would you do that?
Oh, I'm sorry. Is North Korea responsible for all botulism? Is that what's... we're going to believe that one now? This is what you
no,
get.
No, just this kid's botulism. Is kind of what I'm
probably
saying.
Shouldn't even have, he probably didn't even have botulism.
No, of course. And they said there's no evidence of any botulism ever. Did they do an autopsy on them? On him? Are we gonna hear some results? I hope about what killed him.
I know they said that he lost brain matter in every area
in every
of the brain.
Set.
I mean, they're definitely saying. I mean, McCain came out and said they murdered him.
Yeah.
I mean, that is not insignificant. I don't know what, you know, it's an interesting thing. What do you do here?
Because I don't know.
They
sanctions?
Just murdered one of our people for no reason.
For no reason at all.
And
you can't let them just do that because they'll think they can just do that then to more people.
But, I mean, you get into a war with a nuclear power
No,
over
I think
it?
You do some kind of sanction.
I guess that's what you have to do. Yeah.
Or you blockade the freaking country. I don't know. But there needs to be repercussions for it, for sure.
You know what? No more Dennis Rodman for them. None. They get none.
I don't want to get that extreme.
Maybe you know, Dennis.
It's got to be a proportional.
Maybe Dennis has to stay there.
Yes, you have to keep Dennis Rodman. This goes to another point because I'm constantly guilty of this, and I've been constantly guilty of it before I read this article, and constantly guilty of it since. Jonah Goldberg wrote an article back in 2009 that I was reminded of today, and posted on my Facebook page. Which, by the way, if you're not following, what the hell is wrong with you? What is wrong with you?
So and anyway, if you're not following mine, I haven't posted anything in 3 months.
What is wrong with you?
You go there right now and like it. And if you do, then maybe I'll post something else.
And then, Jeffy, you shouldn't follow.
No,
you should absolutely thumb up me.
No, that's you should true. Not do that.
Anyway, the point being, it's up there if you want to read it. And it was on at World of Stew as well on Twitter. I posted it. But it was a story about, hey, you know, the whole never forget thing, we apply to a lot of things. Why don't we apply it to North Korea? Like this... Like, in the article, he makes a point that the North Korean equivalent to the gulag, to the concentration camp, these dungeons that they have lasted 12 times as long as the Nazi concentration camps. Mm. They have lasted twice as long as the gulags. And really, like, he's kind of a joke. We all sort of just laugh about it and we make jokes about it. I mean, in reality, he's murdered, and him and his dad before that, they've murdered millions of people. Mm-hmm. This is not just something. Like, this is the actual real world Hitler, maybe not to the exact efficiency levels of Hitler, but I mean, it's that type of imprisonment of an entire people.
Mm-hmm.
And really, it just kind of is like, we made that movie. That Seth Rogen made a movie about it.
I know.
And it's weird how we treat it. I don't know why.
Yeah.
It's a nuclear power. It's oppression. It's killing his own citizens. Mm-hmm. I mean, now we see it here with our citizen, and we're kind of like, oh, wow, well, let's be reminded about this. But, I mean, it is a big deal, and we do not treat it as you'd think we would. We treated even Rwanda or Darfur, we treated with some seriousness. North Korea, I don't know, because the guy wears goofy outfits and has a dumb haircut. We seem to just kind of, like, blow it off.
Yeah.
It really is a big deal.
Yeah.
From a human rights perspective and a threat perspective.
And here's Trump talking about it.
I just wanted to pass on word that Otto Warmbier has just passed away. He spent a year and a half in North Korea. A lot of bad things happened. But at least we got him home to be with his parents, where they were so happy to see him, even though he was in very tough condition, but he just passed away a little while ago. It's a brutal regime, and we'll be able to handle it.
What?
What? I don't understand the whole Trump thing. I don't get it. I find President Trump has his best moments when I don't see them. That is really... like, again,
hard
like,
to find one.
There's nothing, he didn't do anything wrong there, but it's just like, what are you talking about? And we'll take care of what? I can't take him seriously. Anything he said, it's really tough. It's tough.
It is.
There's no hurt.
I think we've expressed that a time or two.
Okay, so that's the
I'm trying
not
to go.
It's not the point of this. Not the
you know, nuclear,
this.
But so Salon. Says that this might be America's biggest idiot frat boy. That's what they were saying about this kid.
When he got captured.
Yeah. When he got captured, when he took a poster off the wall. We don't even know if he left with it. But there is video of him, I guess, taking it off the wall. Big deal. And so they hammered the kid. Nightly show host Larry Wilmore dissected the case of Otto Warmbier. University of Virginia student. What are you expecting? Some spring break spot with a bunch of strip clubs? That's how they were mocking him the next night. Pyongyang isn't some game you play with Coors Light and Solo cups. It's just tough for me to have much sympathy for this guy and his crocodile tears. Wow.
Now
I thought these were the compassionate people.
Yeah.
I thought these were the feeling people. I thought these were the people who cut everybody's slack and were all diverse and inclusive. You can't include just that little incident, which was really no big deal. Apparently not.
Yeah, and we should point out that Otto Warmbier did outlive the career of Larry Wilmore.
Thank goodness.
Thank God. But still, I mean, this is a point
where did that go on?
Up.
So that's already over, huh?
Yeah,
the Nightly Show?
Yeah, Nightly Show was a very short run. But, I mean, I think we should go back maybe and pull that monologue, maybe some clips of it for tomorrow's show. I believe we could do that because that it's worth looking at how they treated this situation. This is an American prisoner. And really, there's no political bent to this. Like, it wasn't like this guy was like a known hardcore conservative that was there. Like, I don't know why they trashed this guy.
Because he was white.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of them were throwing white privilege around.
Saying, like, he thought he could go into any other, you know, country and don't worry about their culture. I can do whatever I want. I'm a frat boy. That was not the attitude at all.
No.
I mean, yes, he did something stupid, and he shouldn't have done it, assuming that it's true. I mean, I've heard that there's footage of it. I don't know. Point being, though, come on. This is not a proportional response. It is not. You don't murder somebody because they took a poster down.
No. Which is what they must have done. They must have beaten him so badly that, you know, they knocked him into a coma from which he never recovered. And then, you know, whatever bruises and cuts and contusions he had cleared up in the last year. I mean...
And that's probably what they kept him alive on life support, seemingly for over a year. Mm-hmm. And as soon as they shipped him back here, I mean, all they did was basically unplug him. I mean, it didn't seem like... They couldn't have known he was going to die 2 days after they shipped him back. I think they were keeping him alive artificially, letting all of his wounds heal, making it look like they didn't beat the hell out of him. And then, you know, you trot him back to the United States so he can die. I mean, that was really it.
I feel so sad. So sad.
Crushed for the parents. Again, this is not like... You feel crushed for a parent who has a kid who goes through some terrible bout with drugs and winds up dying. You, of course, feel terrible about that. You feel terrible. Mm-hmm. But, like, here's a guy who really... I mean, there was no evidence he did anything, you know, that he was acting erratically. He had one little dumb prank, and it wasn't a good idea.
You could have fined him. Find him $1,000, let him go home. That's all that had to be done there.
Or boot him out of the country.
Yeah, kick him out of the country, which is what we'd probably do. Just get him out. Yep. He was leaving anyway, so goodbye. And you can never come back. We're going to ban you from our nation. Oh, well. But that's the kind of thing that should have happened here, and of course it didn't.